Rays of golden light shooting out from the dark globe of the Earth, which is turning in space. 3D gold letters appear, spelling out the word Universal. The Fast and the Furious. A cargo crate is lowered by a crane onto the back of a truck. The crate is packed full of televisions and other electronic goods. The contents are all checked, then a man makes a call.
Just packed up a real money load and it's coming your way. Look for Rogers on the side of the truck. Don't forget my share of the deal.
The truck drives out of the dock, and as night falls, it makes its way along a motorway. A trio of black compact cars with green neon underlights speed up behind the truck. The lead car overtakes the truck and swerves in front of it. The sunroof opens and a man wearing a black motorbike helmet climbs out. He fires a harpoon at the truck's windscreen, then yanks the glass from its frame. The first car moves to one side and the second car takes its place in front of the truck. Another man climbs out of the sunroof and fires a harpoon into the passenger seat of the truck. Attaching the harpoon cord to himself, he leaps from the car and climbs into the speeding truck. The driver attacks him with a baseball bat. The masked hijacker shoots the driver with a tranquilizer, then climbs into the driver's seat to regain control of the vehicle. The truck swerves wildly, then straightens, smashing through a road closed sign. They shoot towards a set of roadworks where the road has been narrowed into a single lane. Two of the cars zip across to take positions in front of and behind the truck. The third car skillfully slips underneath the truck's cargo crate and travels at high speed just inches from the truck's wheels. They emerge from the single lane and roar off into the distance. The glittering lights of LA fade as the golden light of day arrives. A lime green modified import car rolls into an empty car park. The driver, Brian, has chiseled good looks, wavy blonde hair, and baby blue eyes. He slams the gear into first and stamps down on the accelerator. The car bolts off along a deserted road. Swiftly moves up the gears and the vehicle rockets along the road at breakneck speed. Suddenly he spins out of control, kicking up a huge cloud of dust.
Shit!
Annoyed with himself, Brian drives off. Now he's driving a red pickup truck through the sunny streets of LA. He parks up, then crosses the road and enters a cafe called Toretto's. A pretty brunette woman behind the counter looks up at him and smiles to herself.
White, no crust, right?
I don't know. How is it?
Every day for the last 3 weeks, you've been coming in here and you've been asking me how the tuna is now. It was crappy yesterday. It was crappy the day before. And guess what? Hasn't changed.
I'll have the tuna.
No crust?
No crust.
Brian notices a hulking mixed-race man with a bald head sitting in an office at the back of the cafe. The man gets to his feet and grabs a drink from the fridge. He notices Brian and holds his gaze before returning to his seat. The woman brings over a sandwich. She notices his motoring magazine and takes a look. Then their attention is drawn to four souped-up cars coming round the corner. The vehicles weave around the streets, then park alongside each other. A sexy Hispanic woman with attitude steps out of the first vehicle. A white guy with a goatee gets out of the second. A muscular white man with tattoos climbs out of the third. And a nerdy white guy emerges from the fourth. The tattooed man calls over to the nerdy guy.
Talk to me, Jesse. This ain't working, brother.
It's your fuel map. It's got a nasty hole. That's why you're unloading in third.
I told you we're third.
That lengthened the injected pulse. Another millisecond, just tune the NOS timer, you'll run nice. Huh.
The tattooed man draws their attention to Brian's pickup truck.
What's up with this fool? What is he, sandwich crazy?
No, V, he ain't here for the food,
dog. Chill out, bro. He's just slinging parts for Harry, man.
I know what he's slinging.
He's trying to get at me his pants, dog.
What's up, guys? How you doing, Mia?
How you living, girl?
Hey!
Hey, Dom. You want something to drink?
The hulk of a man holds up a can. The tattooed man, Vince, sits next to Brian and stares at him with hostility.
Ah, he's beautiful.
I like his haircut.
Vince! Vince!
What?
Can I get you anything?
You look good.
Well, thanks a lot, Mia. See you tomorrow.
Sure.
Tomorrow. I love this part.
Yo! Try Fat Burger from now on. You get yourself a double cheese with fries for $2.95, faggot.
I like the tuna here.
Well, no one likes a tuna here.
Yeah, well, I do.
Watch your back!
Vince launches himself at him, but Brian spins round and punches him back. Mia and the others watch as they tussle in the road. Dom stands up.
What'd you put in that sandwich?
That's really funny. Dom!
Watch your back!
Vince is on top of Brian, pummeling his face. Dom marches across the road and separates them, then throws Brian against a car bonnet.
Watch your back!
Hey man, he was in my face.
I'm in your face. Relax! Don't push it! You embarrass me!
Get over there!
What are you doing?
Jesse, give me the wallet. Brian Earl Spillner.
You work for Harry, right? Yeah, just started.
You were just fired.
Brian drives his truck aggressively along a road and screeches to a halt outside the Racer's Edge High Performance Auto Parts shop. Inside, Harry's on the phone.
Hey, Dominic. I appreciate what you did in a big way. Dominic, I owe you.
Brian, you're messing with my business. When Dominic drives, he's golden. Kids pour in here, they want everything he has, every performance part, and they pay cash.
What did Dominic say?
You don't want to know.
What did Dominic say?
He wants you out of here.
He wants me out of here?
Yes.
And what did you say to Dom?
What do you think I said? I told him good help is hard to find.
Hey, relax. I need NOS. I need NOS.
No.
My car topped out at 140 miles per hour this morning.
Amateurs don't use nitrous oxide. I've seen the way you drive. You got a heavy foot. You'll blow yourself to pieces.
I need one of these. One of the big ones. But actually, you know, let's make it two. And Harry, I need it by tonight.
Shadows slowly creep over the facades of a series of buildings as night descends. Pent-up rides park up in an alleyway between two of the buildings, and a large crowd mill about admiring them. Brian reverses his green car into a space. A group of men and women admire the hydraulic suspension on the vehicle next to him. Brian gets out and stands by his car, looking nervous and uneasy. He looks around at the various people. Street-looking black guys are hanging out with some sexy women. A group of Hispanic men and women are chatting, and a crowd of Southeast Asian men have their arms around their women. An Hispanic man spots Brian.
Wait, hold up, hold up. Look at this snowman right here, man. Sweet rat. What you running under there, man? You gonna make me find out the hard way?
Hell yeah.
You brave, you brave. They call me Hector. Got a last name too, but I can't pronounce it, so.
Brian Spillner.
Yeah, typical white boy name. You know what I'm saying? See that over there? That's mine. It's my baby. But I ain't cutting her loose tonight.
Why not?
Nah, it's because I'm going legit, homie. I'm trying to get on the Naira circuit. You heard about that?
Ah, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what? What's up with you, man?
I'm just waiting for Toretto.
Shit, better get in line. It's yours?
Yeah, I'm standing next to it.
That's funny. You know, Edwin happens to know a few things. And one of the things Edwin knows is, it's not how you stand by your car. It's how you race your car. You better learn that.
Five cars in an arrow formation roar towards the meet.
Oh, shit. Here they come. Song.
A flame-red sports car drives along the center of the alleyway and parks. Dom climbs out.
Yoga.
A couple of women fawn over him.
Are you dead? Of course you did. Monica. You think?
Ow! I smell skanks. Why don't you girls just pack it up before I leave treadmarks on your face?
Okay.
Lenny, I was just talking.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, Hector.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up, Edwin? How we doing this today?
One race, 2G buying, winner takes all. Hector, you're gonna hold the cash.
Why Hector?
Because he's too slow to make away with the money, man.
Okay, good luck, guys.
Hey, wait, hold up. I don't have any cash, but I do have the pink slip to my car.
Hey, you just can't climb in the ring with Ali because you think you box?
He knows I can box. So check it out, it's like this. I lose, winner takes my car clean and clear. But if I win, I take the cash, and I take the respect. To some people, that's more important.
Is that your car?
I got it.
See a cool air intake. It's got a NAS fogger system and a T4 turbo, Dominic. I see an AIC controller. It has direct port nitrous injection.
Yeah, and a standalone fuel management system. Not a bad way to spend $10,000. See that shit? He's got enough NAS in there to blow himself up, period.
Yeah. So what do you say, am I worthy?
We don't know yet. But you're in. Let's go.
Go!
Everyone to cars, then they travel in convoy through the city. They drive along a wide freeway, then a quiet urban street. Those not competing park alongside the sides of the road. One car has its engine exposed. A white convertible lowers on its suspension. A Japanese woman dressed like a manga schoolgirl with long white stockings, pigtails, and a tie in her blouse gets out of one of the vehicles. A pizza delivery car tries to get through but finds his route blocked.
What the hell's going on around here?
Street's closed, pizza boy. Find another way home.
Goddamn street racers.
Leon's listening to a police radio. The four competitors, Dom, Briar, Edwin, and Danny Yamato, drive down the main strip towards the start line. Dom, Edwin, and Danny stop on the line, but Brian overshoots it. He reverses back behind the line, and the others shake their head at him. Dom switches on his music system. A woman takes Edwin's hand and places it on her breast.
Edwin? This is yours, whether you win or lose. But if you win, you get her too.
He glances over at another sexy woman in the crowd, who blows him a kiss. Brian's psyching himself up.
You're gonna win. I'm gonna win.
He leans round behind his seat and unscrews a couple of NOS gas canisters. The pressure gauge on his dashboard goes up. Then he switches on his onboard computer. A screen flips up, showing a graphic of the car's performance. He opens a laptop on the passenger seat, which displays more complex graphics. Dom lifts up his passenger seat and unscrews several NOS gas canisters. Danny's playing a racing video game inside his car. Leon listens to the radio.
I got a 187 in Glendale. Cops are all over. Man, we're good to roll. I repeat, good to roll.
All right.
Let's race.
Right.
Hector raises his hands, and the competitors rev their engines. Flames spew out from the exhaust pipes.
Go!
Traveling at speed through the inner workings of Dom's car, then flying out of the exhaust. The racers accelerate. Dom takes the lead and glances over his shoulder at his rivals. He punches the clutch and switches gear.
Damn, that guy's fast.
Brian's in last place. The cars are a blur as they pass the crowd.
Let's go! Menage!
A message appears on Brian's laptop which reads, Stage 1 complete. He presses a red button on his steering wheel labeled NOS 1. The gas fills the engine and ignites, throwing a huge fireball out the back. The road distorts ahead of him as his speed drastically increases. He passes Edwin.
No! Monica!
Brian reaches 140 miles per hour. Overtakes Danny and edges closer to Dom. Brian's laptop flashes, warning. He slams the computer shut and fires his second NOS boost. Rivets burst out of the floor and a section of the passenger footwell collapses, throwing up a shower of sparks. The metal floor flies out and spins across the road. Brian's face fills with excitement as he takes the lead. Dom calmly triggers his nitrous oxide system, and his car lurches forward. As Dom overtakes, Brian's face drops, and he slams on the brakes. He spins round, and smoke billows from the engine. He pants, overwhelmed with adrenaline. Dom, Edwin, and Danny return to the start line. The crowd swarm around them.
Here's what you want, right here.
Dom collects his prize money.
My sister holds the money. Count it. My trophy.
He lifts Letty up.
Hey,
Hey, Monica. What's up, baby?
What's your problem? You didn't win.
The crowd jeers as Brian pulls up. Jesse comes up to him.
Is that fun?
Jesse opens the bonnet and smoke pours out.
What are you smiling about?
Dude, I almost had you.
You almost had me? You never had me. You never had your car. Granny shifting, not double clutching like you should. You're lucky that 100 shot of NOS didn't blow the welds on the intake. Almost had me? Now me and the mad scientist gotta rip apart the block and replace the piston rings you fried. Ask any racer, any real racer. It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
Oh, shit, we got cops!
Everybody quickly disperses, frantically climbing into their cars.
Go, get the car, go!
Dom climbs into his red sports car and pulls away. Brian glances around anxiously, then gets into his vehicle. High-performance cars roar through the city and merge with the general traffic. Police cars pursue the street racers. A helicopter spotlight moves across the road as a police car skids round a corner. Dom and his crew speed down a street, but Dom turns off into a multi-story car park. As he rumbles up the ramp, a police car shoots past the entrance. Dom brings his car to a halt and gets out. He locks the vehicle, then returns to the street on foot. He tries to keep a low profile as a police car drives past, but the cops brake suddenly and spin round to face him. Dom sprints off down an alleyway, and the cops pursue in their car. Brian pulls up alongside Dom.
Get in!
Dom gets into the passenger seat, and Brian accelerates away from the police. Brian emerges from the alleyway and power slides around the corner. The police car tries to do the same, but smashes into another vehicle. Two police cars attempt to block the street ahead by parking in the road. Brian deftly weaves in and out of them, then launches over a hill. The car slams back to earth in a shower of sparks. Dom checks that the cops aren't following.
You're the last person in the world I expected to show up.
Yeah, well, I thought if I got in your good graces, you might let me keep my car.
You are my good graces, but you ain't keeping your car. You drive like you've done this before. What are you, a wheel man?
No.
You boost cars?
No, never.
Ever done time?
A couple of overnighters, no big deal.
What about the 2 years in juvie for boosting cars? Tucson, right? Yeah, I had Jesse run a profile on you, Brian O. Spillman. He'll find anything on the web, anything about anybody. So why bullshit?
So what about you?
2 years in Lompoc.
I'll die before I go back.
A fleet of motorbikes surround them.
Ah, great.
What?
It's gonna be a long-ass night, that's what.
The leader taps on the window.
Follow us!
They follow the motorbikes under a pagoda into a car park of a Chinese supermarket. They park next to a statue of the philosopher Confucius. The motorcyclists remove their helmets. They're all of Chinese descent. One wearing a pair of snakeskin trousers aims a machine gun at Brian. The leader of the crew addresses Dom, who appears apprehensive.
I thought we had an agreement. You stay away, I stay away. Everybody stays happy.
We got lost, Donnie. What do you want me to tell you?
Who's we?
My new mechanic. Brian, meet Johnny Tran. The guy in the snakeskin pants, that's his cousin Lance. So when are you gonna give me a shot at the Honda 2000 here?
This your ride?
It was. It's his now.
No, it's not. I haven't taken delivery.
It's nobody's car. Somebody put in the wrench time. What do you think, Lance?
It's an amazing machine.
Yes, indeed. Let's go. I'll see you in the desert next month. Be ready to have your ass handed to you.
Yeah, you're gonna need more than that crotch rocket.
I got something for you.
Johnny and his crew get back on their bikes and drive off.
What the hell was that all about?
Long story, I'll tell you later. Let's get out of here.
Lance and another rider return, both with passengers riding Pillion. Lance raises his machine gun and riddles Brian's car with bullets. A fire ignites inside the vehicle, and the bikers drive off. Brian stares at his burning car in disbelief.
Nos!
They dive for cover as the NOS canisters ignite, blowing the car 10 foot off the ground in a ball of green and orange fire.
So what the hell was that all about?
It's a long story.
Well, we got a 20-mile hike, humor me.
A business deal that went sour. Plus, I made the mistake of sleeping with his sister.
Dom and Brian arrive in a taxi outside a house where several tuned cars are parked. Inside, Mia's studying in her bedroom, and the rest of the crew are partying downstairs. Hearing the car, Mia looks out of the window at them.
Take care.
Brian starts to walk away.
Yo, Spillner. You want a beer?
Yeah, sure.
Realizing Brian's coming into the house, Mia quickly sorts out her long black hair and changes out of her dowdy clothes. Dom and Brian step inside. Vince is impressing some girls with his guitar playing. Two women are kissing in the hallway. Letty's lying on the floor watching TV, and Leon has a woman on his lap. Dom marches over to Leon.
Hey, man, we were just about to go looking for you, brother.
He snatches the beer from Leon's hand, then strides up to Vince.
Where were you?
There were masked cops here. They came in from every direction. That shit was orchestrated.
Is your beer?
Yeah, that's my beer.
Dom takes it.
Yo, Einstein, take it upstairs. You can't detail a car with the cover on. Can't even get that right.
You all right?
Am I all right?
It was just a question.
Yo, Dom! Why'd you bring the Buster here?
Because the Buster kept me out of handcuffs! He didn't just run back to the fort! The Buster brought me back.
Dom offers the two beers to Brian.
You can have any brew you want, as long as it's a Corona.
Thanks, man.
That's Vinci, so enjoy it.
You.
Maintaining eye contact with Vince, Brian wipes the lip of the bottle on his shirt, then drinks from it.
Hey, bro, you got a bathroom?
Yeah, upstairs, first door on the right.
Brian goes upstairs, and Vince walks over to Dom with a scowl on his face. Letty watches them.
He's got no call being up in here. You don't know that fool for shit.
Yeah, he's right, Dom.
Vince, there was a time when I didn't know you.
That was in the third grade.
Yeah. Oh, so.
Yeah, so what girls are here?
Hey, oh, you just name it. You want mine?
You want to?
You don't have anything?
You look a bit tired. I think you should go upstairs and give me a massage.
Look at all I get.
How about we go upstairs and you give me a massage?
Brian passes Dom and Letty on the stairs.
Yo. You know you owe me a 10-second car, right?
Ouch. Oh, shit.
Did you wipe the seat?
Brian notices a gun.
Jesus Christ, would you cut the shit already? Come on! Come on, let's go get me a drink.
Oh, come on, man. We were just about to get along.
Yeah.
Mia takes Brian into the next room.
So what do you want?
Anything, long as it's cold. No, my brother likes you. Usually doesn't like anybody.
Yeah, he's a complicated guy.
Yeah, what about you?
I'm simpler.
You're a shitty liar.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
There's a problem.
What's that?
You need to get some sleep. And you definitely need a shower. Come on, I'll take you home.
He checks her out as she gets up. Daytime, and Brian's driving his red pickup truck through the city. An unmarked police car starts up its siren and flags him down.
Show me your hands. Very good. Now open the door. Put your hands on your head. Behind your head. Face the front of the vehicle. Walk backwards towards the rear. Take two steps to your right. Stop right there.
What'd I do?
Shut up. He's clean, Sarge.
Brian's handcuffed and taken away to a villa.
Damn. Muse, will you take these things off? I mean, shit, you put them on so tight.
I like realism.
Good.
You never know who's watching, Brian.
They cross a bridge to enter the villa.
Wow, nice crib, Sergeant. It's a lot nicer than that last place he confiscated.
Ain't it? You know, Eddie Fisher built this house for Elizabeth Taylor in the 50s.
You see, even the cops are Hollywood in Hollywood.
The interior has been set up as police HQ.
Okay, here he is, fresh from Toretto with hot rod heaven.
That was an $80,000 vehicle, officer.
Hey, now you tell him what happened?
He knows what happened.
Hey, you know what? Why don't you send the bill to Johnny Trent?
Brian.
The kid's giving me attitude? It doesn't speak very well for police FBI relations, Tanner.
No, I mean, come on, what is this? I walk in the door.
All right, guys, all right. We'll talk. Okay, let's talk about it. Muse, why don't you make us 4 iced cappuccinos, please? Come on.
Regular decaf, Sarge.
Decaf again.
4 hijackings in 2 months and we don't have anything. DVD players and digital cameras alone are worth $1.2 million, which brings the grand total to $6 million plus.
We're in the political crosshairs now, Brian. That's why you're undercover.
You want that detective badge fast, kid. And you want to know something? The FBI can help. If you come through for us.
What does the truck driver say?
He gave us the same MO, 3 Honda Civics, precision driving, same green neon glow from under the chassis. Lab says the skid marks came back the same. Mashimoto ZX tires, so we know that it's somebody in the street racing world.
We don't make this case soon, the truckers will take matters into their own hands. I tell them we're close. You gonna make me a liar?
Look, what do we know? We all know this world revolves around Toretto, right? I'm not saying that he's necessarily the one that's popping these trucks, but I can guarantee the both of you that he knows who is. It's just a matter of time until I win his
You want time? Find the magazine. We don't have time. Just get me something I can use.
Is Harry cooperating?
Yeah, like a guy that's gonna do 3 to 5 for receiving stolen property if he doesn't.
What kind of vibe is he getting from Toretto?
He's scared to death of him, but he doesn't think he's jacking trucks in his spare time either. He's too controlled for that.
Right. Not that I want to contradict Harry's fine judge of character, but Toretto did hard time for nearly beating a guy to death. He's got nitrous oxide in his blood and a gas tank for a brain. Do not turn your back on
him. Hey, Tanner. I'm gonna need another car.
Brian tows a wrecked car to Dom's garage.
Hold on.
Dom, I don't know what to do with it.
The doors are falling off.
What the hell is this? What do you got there?
This is your car.
My car? I said a 10-second car, not a 10-minute car.
You could push this across the finish line or tow it.
Couldn't even tow that across the finish line.
No faith.
Oh, I have faith in you, but this isn't a junkyard. This is a garage.
Hey, pop the hood.
Pop the hood?
Pop the hood.
2JZ engine, no shit.
And what did I tell you?
I retract my previous statement.
You know what? This will decimate all after you put about 15 grand in it or more, if we have to, overnight parts from Japan.
We'll put it on my tab at Harry's.
Yes!
I gotta get you racing again so I can make some money off your ass. There's a showdown in the desert called Race Wars, and that's where you'll do it. I'll tell you what, when you're not working at Harry's, you're working here. If you can't find the right tool in this garage, Mr. Arizona, you don't belong near a car.
He owns you now.
A fleet of high-spec cars cruise down the road, with Brian's pickup stacked high with car parts. Now, all the shiny new parts have been laid out. Jesse inserts a floppy disk into a computer and brings up a 3D graphic of a car.
Tell me what you think about this. County adjustables. Gonna save us about 2 pounds. And they're gonna give us better traction for the whole shot. All right? This is your basic layout of the car, and that's pretty much what it could look like when it's finished. Red, green.
Man, you should be going to MIT or something.
Yeah, right. Now, I got that... Oh, what's it called? That attention disorder.
Oh, ADD?
Yes, that shit. Yeah. You know, I was going to algebra and, like, math and shit. Everything else, I failed, dropped out of school. I don't know, it's just something about engines that calms me down, you know?
Leon, Letty, and Vince arrive at Dom's place. Vince sees Dom and Brian in the backyard, tending to a barbecue.
Out of here.
Oh, come on,
dog.
Yo, Vince,
get over here. Give us a hand.
Looks like you got all the help you need, brother.
Vince screeches away in his car, kicking up a cloud of white smoke from his wheels.
Mia,
all right,
the chicken
all right.
Fryer.
Around the table. Jesse reaches out for a chicken leg.
Wait, hold up. Because you were the first out of everybody here to reach in to get the chicken, you say grace.
Mom.
Dear heavenly,
Spirit.
Spirit, thank you. Thank you for providing us with the direct port nitrous injection. Four-core intercoolers and ball-bearing turbos. and titanium valve springs. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Not bad.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Praying to the car gods, man.
He's not the best.
What do you want?
Practice.
Thank you, girl.
Look who it is. Old Coyotes are us. I thought you weren't hungry, pumpkin. You know, I gotta eat.
He's always hungry.
All right, sit down.
Vince kisses Dom on the back of the head before sitting down opposite Brian.
How you doing, Leon?
Leon gives him a beer.
Here you go, Doug.
Vince and Brian exchange hostile stares.
Hey, Jesse,
let's eat some grub,
chicken,
man.
Yeah.
Want some of that chicken?
What you got, Lamb? Movie or something?
Mia's doing the washing up.
You need a hand with anything else?
No, I'm good. You can go join the boys watching the movie.
Yeah, I see the cook doesn't clean where I come from.
Yeah, I'd like to go there.
Brian starts to dry up.
You know, I think we should go out sometime.
No, I don't date my brother's friends.
Wow, that sucks. I guess we'll have to kick his ass then.
Oh, I'd love to see that one. No, I would pay to see that one, actually.
Vince enters the kitchen and puts some popcorn into the microwave. Seeing Brian doing the drying up, he chuckles to himself.
Wash my car when you get done.
What was that?
No, Mia. I'm talking to the punk. And wear your favorite dress, because when you're done, I'm putting you on the street where you belong, cutie.
This thing broken?
What's wrong with this thing?
Hey, what was that Cuban restaurant you wanted to take me to? One with the picadillo
little red candles?
Yeah, the plantain,
table?
Too?
Yeah.
Food all over the place. What was it called?
Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can take me there. Friday night at 10. Is that good for you?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Good.
Vince backs out of the kitchen, boiling with rage.
Make your own goddamn popcorn!
Hector and his crew pull up outside the Racer's Edge shop.
Alright, now that's valet parking.
Harry,
what's yo, up, Hector, what's up? What's up? Yeah, excellent, brother. Good yeah. Morning, man.
All right.
Check it, it's yours.
Damn, let's what do we it, got here? Hired some new help, huh?
Don't even think about it.
All right, like
what's
that.
What's up, Hector?
What's
how
up,
you doing?
Brian? How you feeling, man?
Pretty good. So what's up? What do you need?
What's up, man? I'm gonna need you to hook me up. Three of everything. I made a list. Why don't you look that over?
When do you need this stuff by?
Tomorrow, today, now.
Right.
Come on, man. White boys work fast, don't they? Beto. That's a La Feria, huh? That's right.
Hey, you said you need three of all this stuff?
Yeah, three of everything. What do you think about that? Check this out.
Nighttime, and Hector's crew are hanging out at a club, their flashy motors parked on the street. Hector entertains two attractive women. Across the road is a garage, which has been locked up for the night. Brian drives his pickup round the back and kills the headlights. He parks and gets out. Glancing around, he heads towards the back of the garage and starts to climb the wall. He runs across the roof and peers down at the party across the street. Then he smashes a window, reaches inside and unlocks it. Using a torch, he searches inside the garage. He whips the covers of a couple of cars. He examines the undercarriage of another vehicle raised off the ground. Then studies the wheels and rims. He returns to his car, but Vince appears from the shadows and knocks him out with the butt of a shotgun. He drags Brian onto a boat.
He mows like a cop.
Dom steps out of the darkness.
Brian, this is one of those times when you need to be very clear about what you say. Not if you understand me.
Not!
Sit up. Tell me what the hell you're doing down here.
Oh, shit. What I'm doing. Dom. I owe you 10-second car. And what this is about... This is about race wars. I just went in there, and Hector is gonna be running 3 Honda Civics with spoon engines. And on top of that, he just came into Harry's, and he ordered 3 T66 turbos with NOS and a Motec system exhaust.
So what are you saying? You're gonna go around and check everybody's shit out? One garage after another?
Yeah. Because, Dom, you know I can't lose again.
He's a cop. He's a cop!
You a cop?
Brian shakes his head.
Let's go for a little ride.
What?
Jesse's white car drives into the deserted Chinese supermarket car park. He stops outside a garage, then Dom, Vince, and Brian get out. Jesse drives off. And the others climb over a security fence. They clamber up a drain pipe onto the roof, then break into the garage through a skylight. Using torches, they inspect the cars and parts.
Yo, Dominic. No engines.
What are they planning on racing with? Hopes and dreams?
I don't know, but I know they're sneaky as shit and they got enough money to buy anything.
Nope. What, Jesse?
Jesse is parked around the front. Johnny and his gang whiz past on their bikes and cars.
Dom, we got a wolf pack. It's Johnny Tran and he's coming your way really fast.
All right, we got company. Spillner!
Brian has found the stolen electronic goods, but hides as Johnny's gang drives into the garage. A car pulls into the garage, and Johnny gets out. Lance threatens a white, middle-aged man with a gun.
Come on. Let me ask you a question, Ted. Do you see anything wrong here?
No.
We got no witness, do we?
No, do we? No,
do we?
No, it's not.
A
couple Nissan SR20 motors will pull a premium 1 week before race wars, huh?
Yeah, probably.
You're a smart fence, Ted. Maybe too smart. What are you feeling, Lance?
40 weight? 50 weight?
Oh, 40 weight sounds nice.
Johnny throws Ted to the floor, kneels on his chest, and holds a pipe to his mouth. while Lance starts pumping oil into it from a large drum.
Where are they, Ted?
They're in my warehouse. They're in my warehouse, man!
Dom, Brian, and Vince stay hidden in the shadows while Johnny stands up again and wipes his hands with a cloth. Ted slowly gets to his knees.
Ted, kiss my shoes.
He crawls across the floor to him. Johnny kicks him in the stomach.
Let's go get our engines.
My superiors are flying in from D.C. day after tomorrow. I want something to show. Now we have a top echelon fence with a loop hose in his mouth, automatic weapons, a jacket full of priors on every one of these Asian punks, a garage full of DVD players, and generally psychotic behavior. And tell me why we shouldn't move on Johnny Tran right now and see where we are when the dust settles.
Because all we have is behavior. Just let me get some hard evidence, because what we have now is just circumstantial.
What we have is probable cause. And truckers arming themselves for some good old-fashioned vigilante mayhem.
Tell us about Hector, Brian.
The Latinos with spirit guns, give me a break.
No, Hector's still working on the engines for the cars, but the tires don't match. Somebody just give me a cigarette.
Get him a cigarette.
Don't get him a cigarette. What? But you quit.
Yeah, I did quit. Just give me a cigarette.
Get him a cigarette.
No! Tell me about Toretto.
Well, I told you, I think he's too controlled for this. I mean, what, going suicidal on semi-trucks? No way. I mean, maybe his buddy Vince, but he's too stupid to pull it off.
I think the kid's sister's blurring your vision.
What'd you say?
I don't blame you. I'd get off on her surveillance photos too, buddy.
Oh! Brian pushes him to the floor.
Knock it off! What, are you going native on me, Brian?
Brian looks around moodily.
Have you read Toretto's file lately?
Yeah, I memorized that file.
Yeah, well, read it again. No, better still, take a look at these. Remember I told you about the guy he nearly beat to death? Toretto did this with a 3/4-inch torque wrench. He's a model of self-control.
I need a few more days. I need a few more days.
In the garage.
What it's gonna do is it's gonna spool up really quick.
I got this set up for 2014.
Brian's working on a car with Dom.
Got big plans tonight?
Yeah, we're going out to dinner.
You break her heart, I'll break your neck.
That's not gonna happen.
Dom nods, unconvinced.
I'm gonna show you something.
They wipe their hands. Then they drive up to the house, and Dom opens the garage door to reveal a shining black car.
Me and my dad built her. 900 horses of Detroit muscle. It's a beast. Know what she ran in Palmdale?
No, what did she run?
9 seconds flat. My dad was driving it. So much torque, the chassis twisted coming off the line. I barely kept her on the track.
So what's your best time?
I've never driven her.
Why not?
Scares the shit out of me.
That's my dad.
He's coming up in the pro stock car circuit. Last race of the season. A guy named Kenny Linder came up from inside on the final turn. He clipped his bumper and put him into the wall at 120. I watched my dad burn to death. I remembered hearing him scream. People that were there said that he had died before the tanks blew. They said it was me who was screaming. I saw Linda about a week later. I had a wrench and I hit him, and I didn't intend to keep hitting him, but by the time I was done, I couldn't lift my arm. He's a janitor at a high school. Has to take the bus to work every day. And they banned me from the tracks for life. I live my life a quarter mile at a time. Nothing else matters, not the mortgage, not the store, not my team and all their bullshit. For those 10 seconds or less, I'm free.
They leave the garage again, and Dom shuts the door on the car. The sun sets over a car park as low-hanging clouds drift across the sky. Brian and Mia are in a restaurant.
So, how was it anyways that the gang came to be?
What?
The gang.
The gang? No, they don't call themselves a gang.
Well, what do they call themselves then?
They're a team. They call themselves a team.
All right, so how is it that the team came to be?
Well, that's a whole lot of history.
I've got time.
Okay. Vince grew up with my brother. He didn't ever actually grow up, as you could tell. But they were friends as kids. And Letty, she lived down the street. Always into cars, though, ever since she was like 10 years old. So naturally, you know, my brother always had her attention. And then she turned 16.
And then she had Dom's attention.
Yeah, it's funny how that works, isn't it? Yeah.
A meaningful look passes between them.
How is it that Jesse fits into the whole thing?
Jesse? Well, Jesse and Leon just sort of showed up one night and never ever left. That's just the way my brother is, though, you know? Dom's like... He's like gravity. Everything just gets pulled to him. Even you.
Mm-mm. No. No. The only thing that pulled me in was you. Being friends with your brother is just a bonus.
That's good. It's good. It's nice to come first every once in a while. Wanna go for a drive?
Mia's car whizzes round a corner at high speed. She skids into a full U-turn and heads back down the road. The trio of black cars with green neon underlights charge down a multi-lane road alongside a truck. Brian's sleeping in his bed at the store when he wakes up to answer his mobile.
Yeah.
A hijack is afoot again. Filkins made his decision. We're going to move on Johnny Tran and his guys at 1700 hours. Unless you say otherwise. If you agree, just say yes.
Yeah.
Who is that?
It's just the wrong number.
Mia looks at him intently, then smiles.
Hi.
He puts his hand on the back of her neck and kisses her lovingly. They fall back down on the bed together. Mia puts her arms around him and digs her nails into his back. A black car pulls out of a covered car park and drives away. Members of the SWAT police, wearing full body armor, load and check their weapons, with Brian amongst them. In the garage, Letty carefully puts a sticker onto the car while Dom carries a bottle of nitrous oxide out and Leon works on the wiring. The SWAT team put their helmets on and move out. In the garage, Letty and Dom are standing up against the car. She pulls his overalls down to his waist, leaving him bare-chested, and they kiss passionately. Dom squeezes her bum, then lifts her up and carries her over to a seat while she twirls a rag in the air. He sits down with her on his lap. Several black SWAT 4x4s drive out of the car park to a restaurant where Lance and the crew are eating. The police charge in with their guns pulled and Lance tries to run out of the back door, but an officer knocks him to the floor and everyone else is caught. More of the SWAT team drive up to Johnny's family home where they're all eating a meal and burst in through the front door. Johnny stands up and shouts at them while the rest of the family turn in shock. But the officers cuff him and take him away, then search the house. Johnny's father rushes up to him and slaps him round the face before the officers drag him off. Brian, who's wearing full SWAT protective gear, watches wide-eyed, then leaves the house with the others, but stops at the door and shares a satisfied look with Tanner. That night, Brian's at the house with his bosses.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I know, but... Yes, sir. I got it. The DVD players were purchased legally. All we've got on Tran and Company are a couple low-rent weapons charges and some outstanding speeding tickets.
So they're out?
Yeah. Father bailed them out. Is this the kind of intelligence I can expect from you, O'Connor?
You're gonna put this on me?
I can put it on whoever I want to, kid. Perks of the job.
No, there's no way you're gonna put this on me.
No, wait a minute. Let me tell you. I don't care if you have to put a gun to someone's head and blow your cover to smithereens. You got 36 hours to crack this bastard. Or you might want to be thinking about another career.
Brian storms outside and stands by the pool. Tanner follows him more calmly.
It's Toretto, Brian. It always has been Toretto. Tran and Hector, they're just fumes. Well, I know you've been lying to me. My question is this. Have you been lying to yourself because you can't see past Mia?
He won't go back to prison.
Well, that's a choice he's going to have to make. There's all kinds of family, Brian. And that's a choice you're going to have to make.
Tanner leaves Brian staring thoughtfully down into the rippling turquoise waters. Garage. Brian's sitting behind the wheel of his car when Dom gets in beside him, and the others look on admiringly.
You ready for this, Chumpy?
He accelerates away down the street. Then they're on a coastal road. Pull up next to a black convertible at the lights, with a man and woman in it.
Nice car. What's the retail on one of those?
More than you can afford, pal. Ferrari.
Dom and Brian both stare at him.
Smoke.
They wait for the lights to go green. They pull away side by side, although Brian has the edge. As they come up to some traffic, Brian swerves onto the other side of the road and avoids some oncoming cars, scaring Dom, then pulls in just ahead of the black car. Dom looks at him with a mixture of concern and respect as Brian speeds away from the other guy. Then pulls into a roadside restaurant. They get out and sit at a table while bikini-clad women parade about.
So what's wrong, Brian?
Nothing, man, I'm fine.
Come on. Obviously something's off.
Look, I have my good days and I have my bad days just like anybody else.
Brian, don't lose that cool of yours. That's your meal ticket.
My meal ticket. Well, I can't pay for my own shrimp.
I got the shrimp.
No, see, that's one thing about me, Dom. You don't understand. I don't need handouts. I don't take handouts. I earn my way every step. I just gotta make a little something extra on the side like you.
What do you mean like me? What's that supposed to mean?
That's what I mean.
What does that mean, like me?
Don't... I'm not stupid, all right? I know that there's no way in hell you paid for all that shit you got under the hood of me. I know there's no way in hell that you paid for all that shit that's under the hood of those cars by doing tune-ups and selling groceries. Now, whatever it is you're in on, I want in on it too.
Dom stares at him thoughtfully for a long time, and Brian holds eye contact, clearly agitated. Eventually, Dom sits back a little and reaches in his shirt pocket. He pulls out a card, which he slides across the table to Brian.
Well, what is this?
Read it.
What is this for?
It's directions. To race wars. We'll see how you do. Then we'll talk.
At the crowded race meet on the edge of some dried, barren wasteland, two cars are already challenging. Crowds of young, cool people walk amongst the many highly polished, souped-up cars that are parked up on display and waiting for their turn. An attractive blonde stands under a shower hose and bares her shapely backside, wiggling her breasts beneath her wet t-shirt. Brian's in the long queue at the entrance and drives up to the security guards.
How's it going, bro?
What's up, man? Welcome to Race Wars.
Great, thanks a lot.
Two black cars start their race on the long, straight track. A marshal writes the number 819 on the side window of a car. All the arrivals queue up side by side and edge their way to the start line. Letty's almost at the front.
Baby! Hey, baby! You should be watching from the side. I wouldn't want to get any exhaust on that pretty face.
How about you put your money where your mouth is?
Well, how about I race you for that sweet little ass?
You want ass, why don't you hit Hollywood Boulevard? You want an adrenaline rush? It'll be too large. Right here, right now. What's it gonna be?
Got it.
She holds up a wad of cash and the driver matches it. Then they're side by side at the start line waiting to go. Letty nonchalantly pushes her sunglasses up her nose. They race away. Letty calmly watches the road.
Come on, what you got? What you got?
She hits the Moss Boost and tears away. The other driver stares open-mouthed as she crosses the finish line way ahead of him. Brian drives slowly through the gathered masses and pulls up next to a small caravan where several of Dom's crew's cars are parked. Jesse comes out of the caravan.
Whoa! Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Jesse? What do you have in your hand?
Throwing down the pink slip, just like you.
The pink slip to what, the Jetta?
Yeah.
You can't bet your dad's car.
It's all right. I ain't losing. This fool is running a Honda 2000. I'll win. That way, me and my dad can roll together when he gets out of prison. It's all good.
Well, they're gonna throw him right back in prison after he kills you.
Jesse runs to the starting line, where a white and black car have pulled up. Leon gets out of the white one.
You visualize the win.
Hey, visualize the win, Jesse. I'm serious, you gotta listen to me, man.
Who are you racing?
Jesse gets in. Johnny's in the black one.
Jesse, don't do it. I bet you he's got more than 100 grand under the hood of that car.
Uh-huh.
Hector raises his arms, then drops them. The cars speed away together, raising a trail of dust. Then Jesse hits the boost.
Too soon, Junior.
Johnny hits his and streaks ahead.
Shit! Oh, God!
Johnny comes to a stop, but Jesse keeps on driving, looping back around the track.
Heads up, bro. We got problems.
What?
Jesse.
Where's Jesse going?
He just raced Shannon for slips.
Oh, shit.
that they all watch concerned as Johnny drives aggressively up to them.
Where's he going?
Went to the car wash.
Whatever, go fetch my car.
Go fetch your car? We're not on your block anymore. You better watch who you talk to like that.
Toretto! Toretto! SWAT came into my house, disrespected my whole family because somebody knocked me out. And you know what? It was you!
Dom punches Johnny to the ground, then beats him about the face. One of the security guards pulls him off, then Lance marches up, but Letty whacks him one and he drops like a stone. Dom pulls free and punches Johnny again. The crowd get involved as two guards manage to pull Dom away.
I never knocked on nobody!
Dom's taken off while Brian watches anxiously from the baying crowd. Nighttime, and everyone at the meet starting to dance and party. Fires burn in oil drums placed amongst the crowd. Brian walks up to the caravan and knocks on the door.
Mia.
He goes inside.
Mia.
Then looks out of a window.
I've respected you, and I haven't said shit, and now
why?
I'm asking you not to go.
Yeah, I'm doing this for both of us.
No, don't give me that crap. We're doing this for
you.
Why are you insisting on doing this? Dom, please, just don't.
He sees Dom, Leon, and Vince get into two cars, and an upset Mia watches them drive away. Brian goes outside and finds her.
Mia, what's going on?
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't, Brian.
Also, what, you always have tears in your eyes when Dom drives away?
What is the matter with you?
Come on, what's your brother racing off in the middle of the night for? I'm talking about the trucks. You know about the trucks?
No, Brian, what trucks? Jesus Christ. What?
Listen to me. Mia, I'm a cop.
What are you talking about, Brian? What is this?
Ever since the first time I met you, I've been undercover. I'm a cop.
She stares at him.
You bastard.
Mia!
Get off of me, Brian!
Mia, listen to me! Everything I ever said I felt about you was real. I swear to God, you have to believe me, Mia, but right now this isn't about you and me. If your brother's out there, he's about to pull a job and we're running out of time. Those truckers, they're not laying down anymore. You know what? Maybe they'll make it through tonight, but every single law enforcement agency in California is coming down on them. If you don't want anything to happen to your brother, to Letty, to Leon, to Vince, you have to just get in that car with me right now. You have to help me. Mia, you are the only person that can help me right now. Please, Mia. Please help me.
She thinks for a moment. Then they're in Brian's car and driving away. On the main road.
Civics are stashed somewhere outside of Thermal.
And they went double back. And Highway 10 is just way too well patrolled, so what does that leave us with?
That leaves us with all this.
She looks at the map in her lap, and Brian takes out his phone.
Nextel.
Yeah, this is Officer Brian O'Connor, serial number 34762. I need a cell phone trace.
Okay, what's the cell number?
Mia, what's the cell phone number? Come on, Mia, she needs Dom's cell phone number now.
323-555-6439.
Thank you. Yeah, you get that?
They speed onwards through the night. Elsewhere in the countryside, Dom's two cars pull up behind three covered vehicles, and they all get out. Letty's with them as well. They pull the covers off the three gleaming black cars.
All right, we're one man short. Letty, I need you on the left side.
Your sister's right about this one. This don't feel good.
Don't do that.
Something's wrong.
Stop.
We shouldn't be doing this without Jesse.
Look, this is the mother load. We've been on this for 3 months. After this, it's a long vacation for everyone. Let's go.
Hope so.
Dom goes up to Letty.
Listen, the other night I had a dream. You and I were on a beach in Mexico.
Really?
Really. Come on, let's make this happen.
Leon, keep on those scanners.
Copy that.
They get into the cars.
All right, let's go.
The three of them drive out of their hiding place, their headlights gliding through the darkness. Brian answers his phone.
Yeah.
Okay, we traced the number to the northbound 86, mile 114 outside Coachella. We'll keep the trace open, officer.
Let me see this.
He looks at the map while he's driving.
All right, I think we're about 40 miles away.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Brian's. Then a lorry drives down the road beneath a clear blue sky, followed by the three black cars. Vince is sitting with Dom, while Leon and Letty drive cars behind them. Dom pulls around to the side of the truck, and Vince puts on a helmet.
Okay, go time!
He drives in front of the cab. Vince stands up out of the sunroof and fires a grappling hook through the truck's windscreen, then pulls the glass out.
We're all good, man. I got nothing on the scanners. Keep going.
Vince fires another hook into the passenger seat and pulls it taut. He attaches the line to his belt and climbs to the back of the car. But Dom's watching the truck driver in his wing mirror. Vince doesn't hear and jumps onto the truck, where the driver shoots at him.
Back off! Get him off of there!
Vince takes his helmet off and hangs onto the front of the truck. He pokes his head up. Dom tries to pull up beside him and leans out of his window. Shoots at Dom's car. Letty races up to join them.
Dom, I'm pulling up to distract them.
She drives up on the other side and sits in front of the truck.
Come on, boy. Shotgun get better than this.
He shoots and nearly sends her off the road.
Son of a bitch!
Dom's still trying to get Vince.
One, two, three!
As Vince is about to jump, the driver slams on his brakes and he swings round to the side of the truck, the steel cable wrapping around his arm. The driver shoots at him. He fires again and blows Dom's tire out.
Dom! Move out of the way! I'm coming to get him!
After sitting behind the truck again, Letty moves over and drives alongside it. She drives underneath the truck and speeds up to Vince. But the driver rams her off the road. Letty's car flips over, spins and lands on its roof.
Lenny!
Leah!
Go!
Pull back for Lenny! Get her out of there!
I'm on it! Go!
Leon skids into a U-turn.
I got her! You get this off that truck!
He pulls up beside the wrecked car.
Lenny! Come on, baby! Lenny! You okay? Shit. Come on, girl, you all right? Come on, let me look at you. Come on, we gotta go, let's go!
He helps her to his car as Brian speeds past them. Up ahead, Vince gets shot in the side. The truck driver shoots a hole in Dom's bonnet. The engine slows down and he's forced to pull over, but Brian's right behind them. He drives alongside the truck, sees Vince hanging off the side, and releases the roof. Climbs out of his seat.
Come on, keep it steady!
I got it!
Hey, hold on, Vic!
Okay!
Hey, Jeff, hold on, hold on! Give me a little closer!
All right!
Closer!
Over me!
Hold him right there!
Now!
He leaps across.
Vic, you got any idiot with you right now! I'm gonna get you off this thing! Give me off! Vic, look at me! Don't let go!
Brian frees Vince's arm while the driver reloads.
Come on, Vince! Run the truck around me! Vince, go, let go!
The truck veers across the road as Brian pulls Vince up.
Come on, Mia, get closer!
Mia drives beside them.
Mia, get closer! Come on! Come on, Vince, here we go!
Vince jumps into the car and the driver aims at Brian. Brian jumps as well and clings onto the roof. Then the truck driver rams them off the road. They come to a stop. Brian jumps down and the truck carries on. Dom and Leon pull up behind them.
Shit.
Letty's in the back seat of the car. Brian's tending to Vince.
Walk in, got it.
Come on, bitch, hang in there, come on!
Dom runs over to help them.
If we don't get him to an ambulance in 10 minutes, he's dead. Hold this, hold the pressure just like that. Don't let go, hold his arm up.
Vince!
Brian takes out his mobile and makes a call.
Yeah, this is Officer Brian O'Connor. I'm off duty MAPD. I need a life flight rollout right away. My 20 is Highway 86, mile marker 147. I got one trauma victim, about 24 years of age, 6 foot, maybe 200 pounds. He's got real deep laceration to his right arm with arterial bleeding. And he's got a shotgun wound, close range to his left flank. Yeah, he's going into shock.
Don, who's been staring at Brian as if he could kill him, concentrates on keeping Vince alive instead. The helicopter flies in and lands with dark brown hills behind it. Brian helps the two paramedics carry Vince to it on a stretcher. Dom and Mia watch from a distance, and once Vince is safely on board, Dom turns to give her a dirty look, then walks away. Brian watches anxiously as Mia's left standing in the middle ground between him and the helicopter and Dom by the car. She looks from one to the other, then Dom orders her over and she obeys. She looks back at Brian before getting into the back of the car. Then he jogs away from the helicopter as it takes off. He watches it rise up into the air and turn towards the hills, then looks back and sees Vince driving everyone away in the last black car. Brian drives down a busy four-laned road back towards the city. He parks on the driveway in front of the supercar that Dom built with his dad. Dom comes out of the garage with a shotgun.
Dom, put the gun down now!
Move your car.
Nah, bullshit! Put it down now! No more running!
I'm not running!
Where's Leon and Letty?
They're long gone!
Then it's over. I didn't call the police, but don't punch me! Put the gun down! I swear to God!
You are the cop! You're a cop! Brian, I gotta find Jesse before they do. I'm all the kids got.
I'll call in the plates. PD will pick him up way before Johnny even gets near him.
Move your car.
Don't stop it! It's over, please!
Mia, stay out of it! Move the car.
They watch Jesse pull up.
Dominic! I am so sorry. I don't know what I'm doing, Dom. I'm so scared right now. I don't know what's going on.
Jess! What were you thinking, man?
I don't know. I'm panicked. I'm sorry. I'm scared. I don't know what I'm doing. Will you please help me?
Two armed bikers come up the road.
No!
Dom and Brian manage to dive out of the way, but Jesse's hit. Dom crawls over the lawn and jumps down beside Jesse while Brian fires at the fleeing bikers.
Jesse! Jesse! No, Jesse!
Dom cradles him in his arms, then looks furiously back at Brian, who jumps in his car and goes after the bikers. Dom stands up. He strides over to the black beast in the driveway and gets in. Brian's speeding along a fairly narrow road through a hilly suburban area, chasing the bikes. They go over a hill and down the other side, then he hits the NOS boost. Car jumps over the small hills, catching up with the bikers, who turn and fire at him. Bullets bounce off parked cars. Brian swerves from side to side while the gunman fires in a sweeping circular motion to widen his target area. Brian's only a few meters behind them as they speed down the hill, jumping over bumps. The car flies through the air, then hits the ground with a jolt, sending out sparks as metal hits the tarmac. Brian leans out of the window with his gun. He misses both bikers, but one of them jumps off the road down a steep bank, then comes back up again, behind Brian's car. Brian sees him and starts swerving from side to side. Dom suddenly pulls out behind him and spins his car so that the trailing biker hits it and flies off the road. He crash lands on a hillside and comes off the bike. Dom watches from above as the rider moves around in pain. Then he goes back to his car. Brian's still chasing the other biker, who turns and shoots at him. Brian stops the car and fires, hitting the rider in the back and knocking him off. Brian gets out and runs over to him, with his gun still in his hand. The biker's lying next to his machine, with his eyes open, and Brian checks the pulse in his neck. He looks up, breathing deeply, then turns and sees Dom come out of a side road and stop.
Call 911!
Dom drives away as Brian runs over to his car, gets in, and speeds off after him. Now Dom's vehicle jumps over one of the hills on the road, sweeps down the other side, then turns to the right, with Brian close behind him. They drive past some docks and pull up next to each other at a junction.
I used to drag here back in high school. That railroad crossing up there is exactly a quarter mile away from here.
On green, I'm going for it.
They both wait for the light to change. It goes green. Dom wheels away with smoke pouring off the back tires. The car drops down and he streaks ahead of Brian, who hits the NOS boost. He pulls level. Red lights flash on the railway crossing. A train speeds towards it. Brian looks slowly over at Dom, who changes gear. The train speeds down the track as they race side by side. Then something blows in Dom's engine. Smoke begins to pour out of the car, and he looks round in panic. As they race towards the crossing, they see the barriers going down, and Dom glances coolly over at Brian, who looks back at him, slightly more worried. Dom changes gear and puts his foot down. They approach the crossing at the same time as the train. Dom sneaks ahead, and Brian hits the boost. They burst through the barrier and fly over the tracks inches in front of the train, which carries on past. Dom and Brian share a look. Then a truck pulls out in front of Dom. He flies up in the air, spinning over and over. Then crashes to the ground and flips. Brian pulls up beside him and runs over with his gun in his hand.
Dom!
Dom's in his seat, breathing heavily and looking shocked. He turns to look at Brian.
That's not what I had in mind.
He climbs out of the window and Brian helps him stand. Dom leans with his back against the car, clutching his arm, which hangs down loosely. They both look towards the sound of the approaching sirens. Brian looks back at Dom as if he wants to say something, but Dom's steely gaze silences him. Brian takes his car keys out of his pocket and holds them out to Dom, who takes them.
You know what you're doing?
I owe you a 10-second car.
Dom nods solemnly. He walks over to Brian's car and gets in it. Brian stands in the road and watches as he drives away. Then he turns and walks slowly back towards Dom's wrecked car, looking somber and serious.
Fast and the Furious. Ja Rule or one, yeah, yeah, it's me. Love me or hate me, baby. Refer to 336, baby. That's the rule. Please play it, don't get it confused. It's game that we playing, y'all playing to lose. Who's next to wanna ride? Who? Spitting how I do, y'all. I'm the one y'all wanna ride. Who? Rule, baby. I've been really out of control lately. If y'all relating, let me hear you say, yeah, 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 yeah. Y'all feeling my pain. I've been running by time and again. Y'all swerving my lane. I pull up and stop popping your frame. Y'all knowing these broads' names. Extravagant champagne. Y'all living like lanes. The same, why y'all deal with? Y'all really wanna band who? They wanna ride who? Y'all know them thugs who steady screaming, fuck you.
You heard her, heard her, you heard her, heard her. We live it, we breathe it, we screaming murder, murder, murder.
Y'all ain't feeling who? Y'all don't like who? Y'all know the label that steady screaming, fuck you.
You heard her, heard her, you heard her, heard her. We live it, we breathe it, we screaming murder, murder, murder.
Murder ink is my blood, we'll go through the pain together by any means. Popping and hiding, whoever, so it seems. Thugs is getting high, not this high, baby, very high. See it in your eyes, players ready to die. But as long as I'm alive, I'm putting this on my life. Players that ain't right, they get in the phone side. If you know it, then you know it.
A golden sun sits on the horizon. Baja, Mexico. A red car with black stripes speeds along the seafront, kicking up dust. Dom's at the wheel.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time. Nothing else matters. For those 10 seconds or less, I'm free.
He drives along a dirt track through arid, dusty scrubland towards the setting sun.